Once again, good evening to everyone.
再次的来和大家说一声晚安。
Praise and thank God that we can be online together to study God's word together.
我们感谢主，我们一起可以在线上一起来学习神的话语。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
愿主的平安喜乐能够临到在座的每一位。
This week in the New York area for our Bible reading program, we finished reading Psalm 105 and 106.
我们这个星期纽约地区的读经进度完成了诗篇第105篇和106篇。
When we were reading these two psalms, we probably realized that both of these psalms review the history of the Israelites.
那么如果我们读完这两篇诗篇以后，我们会注意到这两篇都是在描述以色列的历史。
So usually, these two psalms are categorized as historical psalms.
所以在圣经的编撰上面呢，把这两章称为是历史诗歌。
In Psalm 78, it's also very similar in content.
那么诗篇的第78篇其实有非常类似的风格。
So this would also fall under the same category.
所以它也被归类在历史诗歌的项目里头。
Now, we might be thinking, how come, this content's already written in the other books already, in history. Why do these authors repeat the same content, but now in a psalm?
我们其实都不容，就是很容易就注意到，事实上诗歌里所描述的历史都记载在历史书里了，为什么诗篇的作者还要以诗歌形式把它记载下来？
Well, we know that these psalms, they were sung as songs.
所以我们知道这些诗歌原本被写下是要被拿来歌唱的。
Many of the psalms, they in the subtitles will say this is for the chief musician, or it may say it may even say explicitly, this is a song.
在很多诗篇 的开头就会写的这是由哪一位灵长所写的，或甚至说这首诗歌已经被歌唱过。
Now, history, on the other hand, is written in prose, right? In sentences.
在一般的历史的书写，大多数书是写成散文的形式。
Right, so why repeat the same content but now written in verse or like a song?
那么为什么这些历史要被重新再写一次，以韵文或者是诗歌的方式写出来？
I think we all know by experience, songs can help us remember things much easier.
我们在我们歌唱的经验里面可能可以注意到，用诗歌的方式帮助我们能够更容易记得那些内容。
We must remember that in ancient times, not everyone had a copy of the Bible either.
So we must remember that in ancient times, not everyone had a copy of the Bible either.
And a lot of times when they sang these songs, people can also memorize the melody with the words and then remember the content better.
但是那些人如果用藉由诗歌的方式，他不但记得旋律，也记得歌词，就可以把这些历史比较清楚的记忆下来。
A few years ago on Broadway, there was a very big hit show, right?
那么在几年前，在百老汇有个非常热门的一个百老汇的秀
，which is called Hamilton, right?
叫做汉密尔顿。
And I've never seen it, and I actually never really heard the songs, but my understanding is that it's based on history, and people can remember history better because of these type of songs too.
那么其实我自己个人没有去看过或甚至听过他的那个百老汇内容，但是它是一段历史的歌舞剧的描写。那很多人在看完这个戏剧以后，他们说他们能够记得这段历史更加清楚。
This past week in the student spiritual convocation,
在上个星期的学生联会里头，
one of the coordinators was also teaching some hymns to the students.
我们有辅导员在教导学员如何来歌唱诗歌。
And some of the songs were composed by our own members.
那么有些诗歌是由我们的信徒所编撰出来的。
And they basically based their hymn on memory verses.
那么事实上这些歌词就是用他们的圣句把它给编写出来。
And then people can memorize that a lot easier.
所以就是唱这些诗歌的人可以很容易的把圣句记起来。
The other thing with songs and just poetry in general is that it's able to express certain emotions that is difficult to express using regular prose.
那么诗歌或者是韵文它有另外一个特色呢，就是它可以把一些文字没办法形容的情绪给表达出来。
So this evening, we want to look into these historical psalms.
所以我们今天就要来分享这两个历史的诗歌。
Right, we'll talk about Psalm 105 and 106.
所以我们要来分享诗篇的第105篇和106篇。
I also want to add Psalm 78 too.
那么我们接下来可能会再加一些诗篇第78篇的内容。
Because it's very similar.
因为他们的风格非常类似。
And let's think about why it's important to remember history.
所以让我们能够再次思想为什么历史是值得我们把它记住的。
Even to sing about it.
甚至要把它给唱出来。
So let's now turn to Psalm 105.
所以我们一起来看诗篇第105篇。
Psalm 105.
诗篇第105篇。
Let's start to read from verse 9.
我们一起从第九节开始。
Psalm 105 from verse 9.
诗篇第105篇第九节。
The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, verse 10.
第十节。
And confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant.Verse 11,
11节,
saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. Please read.
诗篇第105篇第9节，就是与亚伯拉罕所立的约，向以撒所起的誓，他又将这约向雅各定为律例，向以色列定为永远的约，说我必将迦南地赐给你，做你产业的份。
Starting with these verses,we can start to see the historical content of the psalm.
我们从第九节开始就可以看到整个历史的起点在这个诗歌里面被陈述。
Before this, it was just encouragement for the reader or the hearer to sing with them.
那么前面呢，只是描述，就是要鼓励这些听众或者是歌者来歌唱这些诗歌。
So it begins by talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他是从亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各作为开始。
And talking about how God chose them and then made a promise to them.
这边说到神如何拣选他们，然后和他们立下誓言。
That God will eventually give them the land of Canaan.
神应允要将迦南美地赏赐给他们。
So we don't have time, but as we read the rest of this psalm,
我们可能没有时间把整篇诗篇的后面都全部读完。
We can see step by step the history is reviewed.
但是我们看到一步又一步的历史在不断的被回顾。
Right, from verses 13 through 15 is talking about how God protected these patriarchs.
那么13节到15节里面神在这边描述的神怎么样来保护这些游牧的民族。
That when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob went from place to place, God allowed them to be safe.
这边提到说，以色列的列祖们不管他从一个地方到另外一个地方，神总是在身边保护着他们。
Right, just like how Abraham was and Sarah was safe in Egypt.
就好像亚伯拉罕和撒拉怎么样在埃及得到拯救。
Just like how Isaac was in the land and was harassed by the Philistines, but they eventually came to a treaty.
那么以撒他在就是与非利士人邻近的土地怎么样受到骚扰，但是最后能够达成和平的协定。
Right? And also how Jacob also dwelt in harmony with the Canaanites.
那么雅各如何能够和迦南人能够和平共存?
But as we keep reading from verse 16 to 22,
那么如果继续从16节读到22节,
then it speaks about Joseph.
那么这边历史开始走向了约瑟,
how eventually there was a famine in the land.
讲到那个土地后来遇到一个很大的饥荒,
but the Lord sent a man before them, Joseph, right, to prepare a way for them.
但是神预先预备的约瑟来为他们做好准备,
okay. And then he eventually became the prime minister.
他最后成为埃及的宰相,
okay. From verse 23 to 25 talks about how these Israelites prospered in number.
那么在23节到25节, 圣经提到以色列人如何在一个异乡埃及地里面他昌盛起来。
Okay, from verse 26 to 36, we see how Moses and Aaron eventually came to save these people.
那么从26节到36节, 神如何兴起摩西, 还有亚伦来拯救这些受苦的百姓。
And some of the verses here touches upon some of the 10 plagues too.
那么这几个经节里面有或多或少的提及当时的十灾。
And then from verse 37 and 38, they were able to make their exodus from Egypt.
那么37节、38节, 他们终于可以很成功的离开埃及。
Right, verse 39 through 41 speaks about the pillar of cloud and fire and how God provided for them in the wilderness.
那么39节到41节, 神预备了云柱还有火柱还有让他们能够在旷野中生活下来。
So why did they sing about this history?
为什么他们想要再一次歌唱这些历史?
What is the emphasis here?
到底这些诗歌所要强调的重点是什么?
For Psalm 105, the main emphasis is talking about how God is a faithful God.
那么诗篇105篇所要传递最重要的讯息就是神是一个信实的神。
And that he will definitely keep his covenant with us.
他永远都会遵守他所许下来的约。
Let's go back to verse 7 and 8.
我们再回来看诗篇105篇的第七节和第八节。
Psalm 105, verse 7 and 8.
诗篇105篇第七节和第八节。
He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Verse 8.
第八节。
He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations.
第七节, 他是主我们的神, 全地都有他的判断, 他纪念他的约, 直到永远, 他所吩咐的话, 直到千代。
Let's also jump to verse 42.
我们接着来看第42节。
Verse 42.
42节。
For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant.
42节, 这都因他纪念他的圣言和他的仆人亚伯拉罕。
So we can see the verses that surround the historical content is praising God for how faithful he is.
我们可以看到这些经节所围绕着的历史的主轴就是神是自始至终如此的信实。
How he kept the descendants of Abraham alive and safe.
那么他如何就是保持他的诺言能够维持亚伯拉罕他能够平安而且活下来。
And then even the people to thrive and multiply.
而且他的后裔可以生养众多。
To eventually be brought out of Egypt.
然后被带进了埃及,
and
带离开埃及。
Eventually to inherit the lands of the Gentiles.
最后能够得到那个原本被外邦所占领的应许之地。
So this history is not just for the Jews.
这些历史不光只是为了当时的犹太人。
We know that all this history here is a prefiguration of our salvation.
我们知道这些犹太人的历史最后是预表着我们的救恩。
Because in the New Testament, Paul also talks about these incidences too.
因为我们知道在新约圣经里面, 保罗也再次提出这些历史的事件。
And he talked about how all of us, we passed through the sea and were baptized into Moses.
那么在他的经节描述里面，我们一样呢，就是过了红海，领受了圣灵，然后被摩西所带领。
Yeah, and then we also ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink.
我们也吃了一样的灵饼，喝了一样的灵水。
Paul also talks about how through Jesus Christ, we are adopted as sons and therefore also sons of Abraham.
而且保罗也说，我们因为相信，我们就成为神的儿女，还有亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so we are also like the descendants of Abraham, like the stars in the sky.
所以我们就像是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被神所描述在天上数不完的星星。
So when we read and when we like sing Psalm 105, it's also a reminder of God's salvation.
所以当我们在阅读甚至歌唱诗篇第105篇的时候，我们又再次思想神的应许。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we enter into a
所以我当我们读诗篇第105篇的时候呢，我们也一样进到神的应许。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we enter into a covenant with him.
那么我们相信主耶稣基督以后，我们也进入了到他和我们之间的约定。
Remember, Jesus Christ said that with his blood, he established a new covenant.
所以主耶稣说，用他的宝血，他和我们立下了新约。
So when we are baptized in his blood,
所以我们借着他的宝血得到受洗。
And in Holy Communion, we also drink his blood.
而且我们在我们圣餐礼的时候，我们也领受他的宝血。
We enter into this agreement with them, a promise there.
所以我们再一次的进到他的新约，他的应许里。
Which is that we must continue to believe in him and hold on to him.
所以我们要持续不断的相信，而且持守。
And then he will continue to forgive us of our sins.
那么主耶稣会持续不断的来赦免我们的罪过。
So when we sing and read Psalm 105, it's a reminder also of God's salvation grace in our life.
所以我们在阅读诗篇第105篇的时候，也是再次的提醒我们自己从主耶稣领受到的救恩。
It is a reminder for us all the time.
而且是一直不断永远的来提醒我们。
Because this is a grace, this is a song, the contents of which we should always be remembering.
这是一个充满恩典的诗歌，我们要一直不断的来记得。
It's worthy of being stuck in your head.
这是一个值得让一直回想在我们脑海里的一首诗歌。
Because we were once lost and not a people of God.
我们也许会迷失，不再成为神的子民。因为我们曾经迷失，不是神的子民。
But now we have been found.
但是我们被主耶稣找到。
We have been justified by Christ.
我们被主耶稣称义了。
Right? And we have entered into this covenant with him.
然后我们进到了与他一同进到这个新约里。
So he is the author and also the finisher of our faith.
所以他是那个创始者，也是这个能够完成这个救恩的这位主宰。
And so whatever, so he will keep his side of the covenant. He will definitely keep his promise.
所以他会一直持续不断的来持守他这一边的约定。
So we don't have to worry about his side. But we probably have to worry more on our side.
我们不需要来担心他那边会不会违反约定，我们只要担心我们自己这边就好了。
Right. And so, always look to him.
我们要一直仰望着他。
And he will definitely be faithful.
我们相信他是绝对信实的。
So this is why, this is one of the reasons why we should remember history.
这是一个很重要的事实，为什么我们要来熟悉而且记得这些历史？
Because God throughout history has always been so faithful.
因为在整个历史的过程当中，神是一直持续不断来展现他的信实。
He is the everlasting rock and reliance that we can go to.
它是一个恒常不变的磐石，我们可以一直依赖的。
And so all the other promises that he has given us are also trustworthy.
那么所以其他他所给我们的应许也是值得相信的。
Recently, these last few days in our student spiritual convocation, we turned to a verse in Isaiah. Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
那么我们在前几天的学生灵会，我们来查考了一个很经节，在以赛亚书的第51章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
对不起，以赛亚书第55章。
And let's read verse 10.
以赛亚书第55章第十节。
Isaiah 55 verse 10.
以赛亚书第55章第十节。
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, verse 11.
11节,
so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
以赛亚书五十五章第十节，雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
The thing that really caught my attention this time was the last part of verse 10.
那么事实上就是让我印象最深刻的部分是在第十节的后半节。
Because it says that this is what the word of God will do, right?
这是神的话会产生的作用。
Because it's talking about the rain and the snow.
他说到的下雨还有下雪。
And sometimes when we think about rain and the snow, that, okay, yes, the vegetation will grow, it will bring forth and bud.
那我们知道说下雨了以后呢，我们的种子就开始发芽，开始结果。
But the Bible doesn't stop there.
但是圣经并没有在成书上在这边就停下来。
Right, it says,In the end, it will give seed to the sower.
它最后会结出种子出来，让播种的人有种子。
In other words, the tree not only will grow, it's going to bear fruit, and you will have new seeds to plant again.
所以你的作物不会只是生长而已，而是它会结出果实，结出种子，你有种子可以再做下一次的播种。
It's not only going to grow, but it will produce fruit.And you will have bread that you can eat.
而且它不是只是结果，而是你从这个果实里面，你可以做出面包出来，让自己生长。
I think I was struck by how complete and to the end, right? God's word will be effective. Yeah.
在这边，我印象最强烈的就是神的话语是如此的完全，可以。让一件事情可以达到最完全的一个境界。
It's not just to start something, right? But it will be completed to the very end too. Yeah.
它不是只是从一开始产生作用，而是它可以一直作用到最后一切都完全的时候。
So is the same with the salvation and the covenant we have entered into.
就好像我们的救恩，还有我们和主耶稣所立下的新约。
And then any other promise that we see in the Bible.
还有我们在圣经上面所看到神种种的应许。
History will remind us again and again, God is faithful.
那历史会一次又再一次提醒我们，神是信实的。
Okay. Let's now go to Psalm 106.
我们来一起回到诗篇的第106篇。
Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇。
When we read this psalm,
当我们读到这个诗篇的时候
and we look into the historical portion,
我们再一次进到它的历史的部分。
We realize that this psalm, it picks up where Psalm 105 ends.
那么我们会注意到诗篇第106篇的开始事实上是衔接第105篇的。
Okay. Because then it starts to talk about the, that generation that was with Moses.
因为他要继续的来谈到摩西所带领的那个世代。
So they came out of Egypt, and then there's a lot of history, right?
那么他们摩西带他们离开了埃及，然后后面有很多的历史事件正在发生。
So Psalm 106 is different in tone than Psalm 105.
所以诗篇第106篇的语调和105篇就不太一样了。
Psalm 105 is very positive and very, it is a full of praise, full of happiness and joy.
诗篇105篇是非常正面，充满了喜乐，充满了赞美。
Psalm 106, when it goes over the history, it starts to look into a lot of the failures of that generation.
但是进到106篇以后，我们可以看到历史开始走向那个世代的人的种种的失败。
So starting from verse 6, the psalmist here is starting to repent.
那么从第六节开始，这个诗篇的作者就开始向神悔改。
And he likens himself to his ancestors, his fathers that were in the wilderness.
他开始描述他的列祖在旷野里面所做的事情。
So even though the people were so rebellious,
虽然说那个时候的人是如此的顽劣,
but God continued to save them.
但是神却持续不断的要拯救他们。
Let's read verse 7 and 8.
我们请看第七节和第八节。
Psalm 106, verse 7 and 8.
诗篇第106篇第七节到第八节。
Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Verse 8.
第八节。
Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known.
诗篇第106篇第七节，我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的奇事，不纪念你丰盛的慈爱，反倒在红海行了悖逆。然而他因自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能。
So we remember how when the Israelites were being chased by the Egyptians and then also were restricted by the Red Sea, they started to complain.
我们知道说，当他们刚离开埃及，被埃及的兵丁追赶到红海前面的时候，他们就开始他们抱怨。
And even though they were so rebellious, God saved them anyway.
他们虽然当时的表现是如此的悖逆，但是神还是拯救了他们。
So this psalm is full of these types of incidences.
那么这个诗篇106篇里面就充满了各式各样这样的事件。
And we'll see a lot of repetition of how they did not remember God's work. They did not remember this. They did not remember that.
所以他这个诗篇里面就一直不断提醒，就是他们不记得这个，他们不记得那个。
Okay. So when we keep going to verse 13 to 15,
那我们一旦再开始继续到第十三节到十五节
，This is talking about how they fell into their lusts，
讲到他们如何陷进他们的欲望里头
，And it's probably talking about how they craved for meat。
这边是提到他们对肉的渴望。
Okay, verse 16 to 18，
第十六节到第十八节
，Talking about Korah's rebellion，
讲到可拉党的叛逆。
Okay, verse 19 to 23。
十九节到二十三节
is kind of going backwards a little bit, but talking about the golden calf.
在时间上面也许有点倒推一点，但是他们在讲的是金牛犊的事件。
And then verse 24 to 27,
从二十四节到二十七节
，talking about how the 10 spies came back with the bad report.
讲到十个探子回来讲了一些坏的消息
，and despised the land.
那么轻看的那一块应许的美地
，verse 28 to 31, referring to the adultery and the idolatry, right when they're about to enter the land of Canaan.
这是借他们即将要踏进迦南地之前所犯下的拜偶像跟行淫的事情。
Okay. Verse 32 and 33 also talked about.Moses striking the rock twice.
那么三十二节、三十三节描述了摩西击打第二次击打磐石。
And then verse 34 into 39.
那么从34节到39节
It's speaking about they already entered the land of Canaan.
这边讲到他们已经进到那个应许的迦南地。
But then they copied all the different and very abhorrent practices that these Gentiles did in their religions.
但是他们却学习效法他们所要赶走那些就是迦南人 所敬拜偶像那些可怕可憎恶的事情。
Even offering their sons and daughters.
甚至将他们的儿女用火祭献上。
So from verse 40 to 43, it talks about how in God's eyes, these people went from becoming very precious to becoming something abhorrent.
那么从40节到43节讲到在神眼中原本是何其珍贵的选民变成了让他极其厌恶的一群。
But again, why remember all of this history? Why sing about this?
那么我们要再一次思想为什么要来思想这些历史为什么要把它唱出来
the emphasis here is talking about God's goodness and mercy despite his people's forgetfulness and rebellion.
那么在这边所要传达的讯息是即使人是如此善忘而且悖逆但是神的慈爱却永远不断。
So even from the verse 1,It already starts to praise God's mercy.
那么从106篇第一节开始就开始强调神的慈爱。
Let's also read verse 44.
我们接着来看第44节。
Psalm 106, verse 44.
诗篇第106篇第44节。
Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. And for their sake, he remembered his covenant and relented.According to the multitude of his mercies.
诗篇第106篇第44节然而他听见他们哀告的时候就眷顾他们的急难为他们纪念他的约照他丰盛的慈爱后悔。
So in a similar way, when we look back at history,
所以用类似的方法当我们回顾历史的时候
time and time again,We also see God's mercy to us.
我们一次又一次的见证了神的神对我们的慈爱。
Psalm 105 was emphasizing God's faithfulness.
诗篇105篇强调是神对我们的信实。
And about how God saved us.
还有神怎么样拯救我们。
And we entered into a covenant with him.
我们能够进到他的约里头。
Psalm 106 is talking about how when we are rebellious against this covenant, God will still be merciful to us when we repent.
那么诗篇106篇讲到是说，我们即使对这个约产生了悖逆，神还是一直用他的慈爱来包容我们，拯救我们。
Right, so in a way, while Psalm 105 is like praising God's justification, Psalm 106 is talking aboutGod's sanctification of us.
那么诗篇的105篇如果是不断的来强调神的
称义
神的称义那么诗篇106篇强调的就是神的
成圣
成圣 OK.
Yeah, right. So process after believing in Jesus, yes, we might have some struggles.
我们在相信主耶稣的过程当中也许会面临很多的挣扎。
Sometimes we also become rebellious. We don't want to listen to God.
有的时候我们可能也会有点点叛逆不想要完全听神的。
But this psalm reminds us that even in our spiritual struggles and weaknesses, we can still go back to God.
但是诗篇106篇提醒我们即使我们在灵性上有挣扎的时候我们也是可以借着悔改再回到神的面前。
This is what history teaches us.
这也是历史教导我们的。
It is something worth singing and worth remembering.
而且这是值得我们去歌唱、值得去思考的。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们一起来看约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书
，verse
8. 第八节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9.
第九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
是约翰一书第一章第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Here, the elder John reminds us that believers should not claim that, oh, you have no sin. We have no sin.
在这边，约翰长老提醒我们，我们不应该自称自己是无罪。
Because we deceive ourselves.
因为这是在欺骗自己。
Right? So it's better to confess our sins and weaknesses to God.
我们要老老实实的在神面前坦白我们的罪过。
But when we do that, God will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from our unrighteousness.
那么当我们愿意这么做的时候，神要赦免我们的罪，洗去我们一切的不义。
Even if we keep on falling,
我们即使一直不断的会跌倒。
But let's continue to improve and always go back to God.
我们要试着不断的进步，而且不断来寻求神的帮助。
And so Psalm 106 is celebrating that merciful God that we can always go to.
那么106篇就是不断的在颂扬神的慈爱，让我们一直可以不断的回头。
We always are forgetful like the Israelites.
我们常常会像以色列人这样的健忘。
But thankfully, history shows us and teaches us God is a merciful God.
但是历史不断的教导我们，神是一个信实又慈爱的神。
Okay. So this is Psalm 106, right?
那么这是诗篇第106篇。
Now, let's go to Psalm 78. I know this is not our Bible reading, but it is also one of the historical psalms.
好，我们接下来看诗篇第78篇，虽然这不是我们的读经范围，但是这也是一个历史诗歌的部分。
Let's go to Psalm 78.
我们请看诗篇第78篇。
Yeah. Starting from verse 9,
从第九节开始,
that's when the historical content and the, you know, the, yeah, the this is where the author Asaph starts to repeat history.
那么这个就是作者亚萨开始他在历史上面的叙事。
And this is a very long psalm, so we're not going to go through all of it. Yeah.
那这是一个非常长的诗篇，所以我们不会一节一节来分析。
Actually, a lot of the historical events mentioned in this psalm, it actually overlaps with 105 and 106 too.
那事实上在这个长的诗歌里面很多 的内容事实上与105篇、106篇是重叠的。
It's also not necessarily chronological.
然后它也一样不是完全的按照时间的顺序 来歌唱。
But yeah, for example, you can see like, verse 12, verse 13.
比如说我们看12节、13节。
Right, this is talking about the Exodus and crossing the Red Sea.
这边讲到的是出埃及过红海。
Right, verse 14 is talking about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
14节是在讲云柱和火柱。
Okay. And there's also a lot of, warning, right? Like, understanding how that generation rebelled against God.
在这里头有很多的警告，还有一些教训，就是在当时的世代是如此的悖逆神。
Like in verse 17 and 18.
比方说第17节、第18节。
Okay. So this psalm is a lot full of these type of content.
那么在这个诗篇里面一直不断的跳出这样的情节出来。
So why sing of this history? Why, yeah, continue to remember it.
为什么要不断的歌颂，还要不断的去记得？
Right, Psalm 105 we mentioned was about God's faithfulness.
我们在诗篇105篇里面感受到神的信实。
Psalm 106 was about God's mercy.
那么106篇我们感受到神的慈爱。
Psalm 78 now, the reason why they're going to sing this is so that they can tell it to their children.
那么诗篇第78篇的目的是要教导他们的儿女。
They want to teach their children this history so that they don't repeat it and fall into the same mistakes.
他们要教导他们的儿女有关这段的历史，让他儿女不要再犯下同样的错误。
Let's read Psalm 78, verse 4.
我们一起来看诗篇第78篇第四节。
Psalm 78, verse 4.
诗篇七十八篇第四节
We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Verse 5.
第五节
For he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Verse 6.That the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7.
第七节
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Verse 8.
第八节
And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright.And whose spirit was not faithful to God. Please read verse 7 and 8.
诗篇第七十八篇第七节，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，不要守他的命令，不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗、悖逆、居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
Okay. So we can see the objective of this psalm is a little bit different from the other two.
所以我们可以看到诗篇七十八篇它的重点跟前面后面的一百零六篇不太一样。
The primary purpose is to pass on their faith, their history to the next generation.
这个七十八篇最主要目的是为了将这些历史还有一些很重要的教训传递给他们的儿女。
So that they can also hope in God and know that God is almighty.
所以他们能够知道他们的神是全知全能的神。
But more than that, that they also don't repeat the same mistakes.
那么更重要的事情是不要再犯下他们的列祖所犯的错。
So why do we sing about history? Why is this history worth remembering?
所以为什么我们要歌颂来歌唱历史？为什么要不断的来记得这些歌诗歌
？Actually, as parents, as Christian parents, this psalm also teaches us one of our main goals.
那么身为基督徒的爸妈我们事实上也带了一个很重要的使命
Just talking about religious education
这边讲到就是宗教教育
How are we able to teach our children if we don't know the words of God and the history of God's people
我们自己如果不明白神的话语我们要怎么样来教导我们的儿女来相信神
And it's not just about the history of the Israelites either it's aboutWhat Jesus did for us and that salvation history.
那么不单只是以色列的历史，而是主耶稣基督是怎么样来拯救我们，然后让我们得到这样的救恩。
Right, so this psalm is focusing on one of the major things that we need to do to serve God.
那么这个诗歌也提醒我们，要告诉我们要如何来侍奉神。
Right, which is that we need to serve God by raising godly children.
就是我们侍奉神的方法，就是要能够教养出敬畏神的后一代
，so that they can remember and not repeat the same mistakes.
所以他们会记得不犯下同样的错误。
Yeah, so the three historical psalms we talked about today all have different emphasis.
所以我们今天所查考这三个诗歌，它都有不同的目标。
They all touch upon three different aspects of faith.
他们触碰了信仰的三个不同的面向。
About our justification.
讲到神的公义。
怎么被称义。
神怎么被称义。
我们怎么被称义。
我们怎么被称义。
Yeah. Right. And then our sanctification.
然后我们的成圣。
Right. And then finally, how we ought to serve.
然后我们的服事。
Right. So history, It touches upon every aspect of our Christian life.
那么，所以历史会触碰我们基督徒的每一个生命的面向。
May we also constantly sing and remember.
所以我们希望我们能够不断来歌唱，不断来思念。
Right, remember that God will be faithful to us.
我们要记得神对我们一直是信实的。
He will be merciful to us.
而且他会向我们展现他的慈爱。
And that we will raise godly children for him.
所以我们要为了神来教养出敬虔的下一代。
This concludes our evening message.
我们今天晚上的聚会就到这里。
We're going to a concluding prayer.
我们一起要来做结束的祷告。
In our prayer, let's pray for our student spiritual convocations.
在我们祷告中，我们求神继续带领我们的学生灵恩会。
The J2 SSC just ended today.
那么J2 的学生灵恩会今天结束。
And I think the E2 J1 still has a couple more days.
那么我们的 E2 J1 的学生联会还会有一段时间在进行。
We pray that our next generation really can build up their relationship with the true God.
我们真的希望我们的下一个年轻的世代能够直接建立起与神之间的关联。
And then also let's keep our fall evangelical services and spiritual convocation in our prayer.
我们也在祷告中求神纪念我们纽约地区的秋季的灵恩布道会。
Let's now kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们一起同心跪下来做结束的祷告。